and then we would take the front quarter off. In other words, we'd pull it up high enough where when it swagged down that the other front quarter wouldn't touch the ground, or either one of us would hold it. And so then we'd take that front quarter off, and we counted down two ribs on the hind quarter, two of the ribs, and that's where we did our cut. And we made that through there, and then cut that backbone in two, which was a half a backbone at that time, and took that front quarter off, put it in the hack, then proceeded with the same on the other front quarter and put it in the hack. Then we left these hind quarters down, and we put them in there. And then we covered all with a sheet. We used white sheets is what we used in those days. And then we would put the other parts, the liver and the tripes and the lights and the melt and heart, and we'd put them in there. And then we would take the hide, put it in a sack, and we'd get our tackle and our blocks up, put them in the way in the hack, and then we were ready to go, and we come on into town. And we generally did this late in the afternoon on account of refrigeration. We didn't have it and didn't want to keep it over on account of flies and so forth. So we would do that late in the afternoon, and then we'd take that beef in and hang. Well, I want a chunk of beef. Well, we cut them off a chunk of beef, sell it to them, and they were glad to get it. They carried it right on home. They didn't have any refrigeration, so then they began to cook it. And they cooked it. But on yearlings, we didn't have much trouble with yearlings. We could handle them pretty good. The nearest I remember this other was back in 1913 and 14, and in 1926 we had started buying cattle quite a bit over the country, of course operating businesses too. Went into grocery business when I was 15, George was 13, and then we operated these businesses and food cattle and whatnot, and then in 1926, well, it got to be a pretty good demand for beef back at that time. So that was when I put in the first refrigeration I had, which was a large cooler, and which was 6x8 was the size of it. And I remember that for the first refrigeration we had was a Calvinator compressor with brine tanks in the top. They hadn't come out with the coils at that time. And we had large brine tanks in the top of that cooler where we were supposed to use ice. It was made to use ice in. Take a ton of ice at the time. You had to fill it about twice a week, which was mighty expensive ice at that time. They were getting, nearest I remember, they were getting 35 cents a hundred for ice. And it run pretty expensive when you put a ton in there. So they put that outfit on there with those brine tanks in the top and that Calvinator machine, and we had good refrigeration then. It cut our expense down to about $7.50 a month to operate it, and we